Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
How much time till we're on?
Get on, Ron!
What?
We're on the air right now.
I'm ready. Good evening, I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome to the show. Massive weekend of sports. Sats here with Sats and Rat for Sports Day. And welcome to all the listeners through the Super Radio Network, 1170 in Sydney, 693 AM at SENQ and 1620 on the Gold Coast. And if you're listening on the app, welcome to the show. If you're listening later on for the first time, maybe tomorrow morning, or it is morning now when you're listening, welcome to the show. And it was a massive weekend, wasn't it? There's some big news across rugby league and a transition from league to rugby union, some amazing games. And this man, who we saw across the weekend on his opinions around Joseph Sualee, Matty Rogers. Rat, how are you, mate?
I'm great, mate. And a big welcome back to you, Sats. I know it's been a tough week for you, mate.
Thank you for covering last week.
Oh, mate, it was easy. And just great to have you back. But, mate, what a night down there at Accor Stadium, hey? Like, just I thought Souths did just such a wonderful job honouring your dad, and to see you guys down there. And just all the grades getting up. All the grades, not just one, all of them.
It was eight teams, yeah.
And just like that last-minute field goal to win the game in Golden Point, to, you know, the coincidence that we're in the game, you know, scoring 13 points, your dad's number, 12-6 at halftime, same as the 70 grand final, playing Manly, who they played in the 70 grand final. Mate, Cody Walker scoring his 13th double. It was like the rugby league gods were shining on the Sattler family that night and honouring the great man, John Sattler. So, mate, it was great to see. I know it would have been tough, mate, but how was it down there?
Yeah, it was great. It was great in South Sydney. Thank you very much. They were outstanding, from Nick Pappas, the chairman, to Blake Solly, to Mark Ellison, their former player, to Jason Demetrio as well. Yeah, all their staff. Michaela, who looked after us from South Sydney Rabbitohs. Everyone was outstanding. They really looked after us, and we didn't expect to be looked after. We really just wanted to go and sit in the grandstand and enjoy the game in memory. But in saying that, it was fantastic. Before the game, in the huddle and the minute silence, which was really haunting to hear a massive stadium like that with not a noise around. And I got to say, you know, the way the game finished, and Rat, before you came in onto Sports Day full time, back in 2021, grand final week, Penrith are playing Souths, and I got Dad on to interview him. And actually, while we're interviewing, I said, Dad, the song you guys used to sing when we're all around the bar after you win a grand final, can you still remember the words? He said, yeah, of course I can. So at full time, about 2 minutes after full time, and everyone's cheering, yeah, this song here. Thanks, Co. They were playing this around the stadium, this version. And I've got to say, everyone in the crowd just stopped and listened. And when the song finished at the end, it was a really, really special moment.
Mate, I had some very good friends of mine, South fans. They actually flew down from the Gold Coast to be at that game. And my friend's wife said to me, they came on to the Matty Johns show last night.
Yeah.
Anyway, she goes, I've never been so emotional at a football game, you know, and it wasn't during the game, it was after the game when they played that song of John singing, you know, the victory song. She goes, it was just so emotional, it brought tears to my eyes.
And the 13th minute where everyone stood, and I've got to say, Manly fans, thank you very much, so appreciative. Anthony Seibold, I saw him before the game, and, you know, he gave great respect to the family as well, even though he was, you know, battling a pretty big battle himself against an emotional side. I've known Jason Demetrio for a while. I've had a fair bit to do with him when he was coaching in the Host Plus Queensland Cup with the Northern Pride, and he's a tremendous guy. But he had a fair bit to do with what happened on Saturday night with organising and hosting the family, and he had other things He's got to worry about a team and getting 2 points and making sure it doesn't hijack it emotionally. And he was so good. And after the game, listening to the way he talks to his players, and admittedly, after a win, it's always easier to talk to your players. He just, you know, having little digs at his players and just a great relationship with the players. And it just, he handled the week perfectly. And it just reassured me even further that this guy is a really special coach.
Well, mate, they hung in. I got to tell you, I mean, halfway through the second half, it wasn't looking. I wasn't confident of a South victory, but they hung in there. Tough game, wasn't it?
Oh,
mate, it was a good game of footy. There was a few errors and stuff, but
Manly keep playing the way they're playing. They leaked a lot of points leading up to last week, where they really worked on their defence. They'll play finals if they.
Oh, absolutely.
If they go in with the same frame of mind each week.
I think there's a few teams that we'll see jump into finals football going on the first month of footy if they can continue in the same vein. It's been, I thought the best game of the season in terms of just skill level.
Quality.
And quality was, Parramatta Penrith. That was just a phenomenal game.
Outstanding, wasn't it?
Early in the week. Yeah, it was great game of footy. And, to Steve from Dubbo, he'd be at home cheering after that victory, I'm sure. I've been giving him a bit of a razz. So I was thinking of you, mate.
He had a go at you on Saturday when I was with Joel Kane.
I'm sure he did.
Can't wait to get back to Sports Day. Rat's really struggling with the last laugh.
Did he really? I thought my joke was pretty good. Obviously not.
We're going to have some of those highlights in the Kia Top 7 a little bit later on. They've been great supporters of Sports Day. The award-winning seven-seater Kia Sorento. Get involved in the show anytime, 0457 736 736 or 1300 01 1170. Get involved in the show. You make the show. Even though we've got topics here to talk about, you may want to talk about something else. And something else that did happen over the weekend, I was hoping it wasn't going to happen, but I'm thinking, you know what, this is good for Australian sport. Even though I'm a rugby league man. It was Joseph Suaalii officially joining rugby after the 2024 season in time for the World Cup. Everyone has waxed lyrical and spoken about it throughout the week. You've been very vocal over the last 24 to 48 hours yourself, Rat. You're happy for him.
I'm wrapped for him.
Yeah.
I mean, I think, as a sporting nation, we need to understand that the landscape's changed from 20 years ago, from 30 years ago, where, we're poaching players. Like, it's a professional landscape where players, if they're good enough, can choose where they'd like to play. It's not about poaching. It's about those players choosing where they'd want to be. And Joseph's a rugby kid, He played Australian schoolboys.
He's a Kings, always, wasn't he? Yeah.
He's always said he wanted to play rugby again, and the opportunity's arisen. And, yeah, sure, he came to league initially out of school, but, I'll tell you, from what I understand, there would have been peanuts on the table for him to stay in rugby.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an opportunity for him financially to look after his family and himself coming out of school to come to rugby league. And now there's another opportunity for him to look after his family and himself going to rugby. And you know what? He might come back and look after himself again. Then he might go back again. And if he does, then all power to him. It's his choice.
He's 19.
And I think, as sports fans, we just need to, take a little bit of an emotion out of it and just say, this kid's, it's his job, he's got an opportunity to go out on the world stage. What's irked me a little bit I don't like the pettiness of some people, like Peter Volandi coming out and saying, go over there and make the easy money and, come back. It's just, what's the point of that? It is ridiculous.
Well, Brandon Smith, who is a colourful little character, and we love people having a bit of a joke and a bit of a jibe.
Difference is,
the opportunity to, yeah.
Brandon Smith, he's tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
But Peter Volandi is he's the boss of our game. Have some pride and, I just didn't think it was called for.
Well, this is what Brandon Smith had to say on the weekend.
He's only gone for 3 years. I think he'll be about 16 when he comes back, so he'll be able to come back to the Roosters, hopefully. And Peter Volandi said, go over, get that easy money, and then come back to the real sport. I don't know. I think that $1.6 million could have been spent better on the grassroots of rugby. $1.6 million winger from the Roosters isn't going to help you beat the All Blacks.
Yeah, that's coming from a Kiwi who loves the All Blacks, of course.
And mate, he's going to rip in, because he, But, look, the reality is, he's not going over to make easy money. You find me a person that stood toe-to-toe with the All Blacks and faced down the Haka and then had to go to battle with them and tell me it was easy. And that frustrates me a little bit because people think that rugby's easy. It's not as consistently tough as rugby union, as rugby league, sorry. The week in, week out, 27-week or 26-week competition. It's not like that. but there are different aspects of it that are tough. And, you know, I think the pettiness is just, you know, from the leader of our game of rugby league, it's just uncalled for.
Now, he did it back in 2002 with yourself and Wendell. Then in 2003, he went and got Lottie.
Yep.
You're going to be Eddie Jones. And everyone's spoken about whether it's great, whether it's not so great, losing Joseph Suaalii. You know, players don't really, they don't want to lose him, the Roosters players, but they understand when this sort of money's being thrown at you, players just understand, they move on.
Yep.
And they understand that a player's got to make a decision, whatever that may be. You're Eddie Jones, right?
Yep.
And he's done this already. He's signed Suaalii. He's drawn a line in the sand a long time ago publicly. He said, you know, I love that Nathan Cleary. I'm not going to get him out, but he'd be good. I love that Cameron Murray. You know, he loves South Sydney. He's the captain of South Sydney. I don't think they'd get Cameron Murray as well, even though he grew up playing rugby as well as rugby league. So is there someone playing now who you think could be a really good target for rugby league? Now, while you think about that, I'll say Nelson Asofa-Solomana. Grew up in New Zealand, has played rugby as well. But the forwards in rugby union aren't as...
Well, it's a very different game. Well, it's a different game as a back, but it's an incredibly different game as a forward.
Are they going to get... Is a forward going to bring people through the gates?
Well, it just depends on how they play them, Sats. Like when Sam Burgess went over to rugby, he played a little bit in the midfield in the number 12 jersey at inside centre. And you could with his mobility... Big Nelson. Mm. You could imagine, if he's standing at number 12.
Oh, really?
And carting the ball up and laying a platform for his foot, he's getting over the advantage line. There's no question about that. And that's
so you think they
rugby.
Could possibly play him at number 12?
Well, I wouldn't put him in the forwards. I couldn't imagine
couldn't
him.
Couldn't be in number 8?
I just don't think he'd... It's just a hard game. It's very technical, Sats. That's the reality of it. It's a tough game to grasp quickly in the forwards, the scrummaging, the line out calls, it's very different in the forward pack. I think guys like Kalamatangi Kuluwatu, these big edge back rowers that you see, Britain Nakora, I know they're Kiwis and Samoans and Tongans, but they're the sort of guys that you'd love to have. If I was playing fly half, I would love to have him outside me. One, because I know he's going to attract a lot of attention, so you can play off him or around him, or you could run the ball, and you know you're going to have space because they're going to be looking at him. And that's where the whole sort of, I guess, game. I mean, set piece is very important in rugby.
Yep.
But if you can set play up off someone like like a big unit like that,
6-7.
It just makes life a whole lot easier. When you're getting the ball on the back foot in rugby, it's really hard because on the back foot, they've only got to be behind the ruck or the maul's last foot, so they're only 3 or 4 meters away from you. If you're going backwards and they're coming at you, it's a tough game to play. If you're going forward, and you're rolling forward and they're constantly just moving backwards, it is an absolute joy to play.
Now I know Parramatta centre Will Penasini signed an extension from memory, and I'll get Daddy Vasta to look at that. But he's really good mates with Joseph Suaalii. He's going to be a fine centre, the Parramatta centre, Will Penasini. So I suppose it's going to be a watch this space with Penasini. What do you think? 0457 736 736. Who now in the NRL do you think Eddie Jones would be interesting or should be interested in if they were going to make a change to rugby, Daddy Vass?
Matt Burton.
Matty Burton. Mm. What position, Rat? Centre?
Oh, mate.
Would he be like a Stephen Larkham at 10?
Well, he's got that exact frame, hasn't he? Yeah. He's got a great kicking game. It's just a matter of, to go into rugby again as a fly half, it's a very technical position. I think once you get from sort of 12 is a little technical. The further out you get, a little less technical it becomes. The closer to the ball that you're stationed, you've really got to understand everything. Might take a little bit of time, but he's certainly got the ability to do it. I mean... I think also what I want to just make note of is Joseph Suaalii, he hasn't signed with the Wallabies.
Mm.
He signed with the Australian Rugby Union. He's got to go and make the Wallabies. And, it was the same for me when I went over there. I was told, you're not signing to play for the Wallabies, you're signing with the Australian Rugby Union. And if you're good enough, we'll pick you. Now, I'm very confident that he'll be good enough to make the Wallabies team. But it just frustrates me when people are like, oh, he's going to go over there and make easy money and, walk into the Wallabies. Because when you get there, I was out of the game for 8 years when I left rugby, went to league for 8 years. I came back. You got to, you know, reacquaint yourself with so many aspects of the game that you've completely forgotten about, and you just totally disregard when you're playing rugby league. And it's a significant thing to wrap your head around. And some players can do it better than others, and we've seen that over the years. But look, there are plenty of players in rugby league. I mean, Ponga would be another.
Yeah,
great attribute.
Went to Churchy.
Churchy boy.
Brisbane.
You know, he's young. And look, that might, you know, I noticed a text from someone about, you know, from Toronto Rod saying, would Ponga think about Union, especially after his head knocks? Jeez, I mean, look, there's no shortage of head knocks in rugby either.
Yeah.
But the collisions aren't as, well, there are still big collisions, but they aren't as frequent.
Yeah.
So, yeah, look, it might be something he considers. You know, we'll probably find out more when he comes back from Canada. I think he's in Canada.
Yeah, he's gone to Canada, yeah.
See how severe things are for him. But
how come we've got to go overseas for specialists? Have we not got the specialists here?
I used to think Australia was like leading in some of those spaces. But, I mean, the only thing I could imagine, Sats, is they might have a machine in Canada that they don't have here where they can do test your brain in a certain
way. Must be.
Because, I mean, what else could it be?
Mm.
It must be a machine.
Will Latrell going over with the hamstring injury?
Yeah.
Ryan Pappenhausen going over?
Yeah, I think that was a little different. I think that was like a particular person training them on certain aspects. But for your brain, like, you can't train it. Well, I mean, you can learn stuff, obviously, but I think it must be for some sort of scan.
Yeah.
Or some situation that we can't get it done here.
Daddy Vassar just said, Will Pennacini's contracted until the end of 2025. When's the World Cup?
2027. Yeah.
Is it really? When's the next World Cup?
This year.
This year?
Mm.
Wow. Yep. Okay. I've got a lot of text messages coming through, and we'll get to some of those. 0457 736 736.
Just on Suoliti.
Yep.
Should he play Origin?
Absolutely. I mean, he's good enough to play it. And I've got no doubt he'll play this year on the wing. But yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we were talking to Joel and Fletch earlier on, and you'll hear that chat a little bit later on if you missed that. They asked the same question. I think if you send Suoliti away with the thought of Origin in his mind and how much he would enjoy that confrontation, that style of rugby league, because he's so physical, Joseph, at 19 years of age, you send him away that little seed in his head. And I've got no doubt the rugby union players sit back and watch the State of Origin and say, God, I'd love to be part of that.
And I'll tell you, like, what you don't want our game to become is like this bitter and twisted old man that's like, oh, he's leaving, we're not picking him. Like, if he's the best player, or if he's the best centre in New South Wales or for New South Wales, they should pick him. I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, you might have a differing opinion, but that's mine.
Yep. Before we get to the break, on the show tonight, the Great Australian Debate, and I see here we had a text message from ending in 000. Oh, the Shagger from Lismore talking about Clint Gutherson. Yeah, we're going to talk about that and the Eels. The Kia Top 7, a lot of great moments over the weekend. We're going to catch up with Joel and Fletch. We did that earlier on, and that'll be a little bit later on the show. And our first clue for this. Did you pick this up last week or not?
No.
Did you not run with it?
No.
That's Woogie's fault.
Yeah, Woogie.
That's Woogie.
He let me down.
It's his wife's birthday today, I think.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I just sort of figured he had this week off because he worked last week. He had the week before that off.
Yeah.
He worked the week before, so I thought he was like week on, week off.
Yeah,
is that how it goes?
That's a good point. It's a good point.
I thought he only worked.
It's my wedding anniversary today.
Yeah,
12 years, silk or linen.
Congratulations.
Silk or linen, I've got to buy.
Mm. I actually should be congratulating Beck for putting up with you for 12 years.
So I bought a silky little piece.
Oh, no. Look out. Be a good night when you get home, mate.
Yeah. Now, who are you? The first couple of clues are born in Brisbane, now in their mid-50s, okay? Sporting Hall of Fame. What are you looking at me for?
I'm just listening.
Okay.
No clue.
Won an Olympic gold medal. Okay. Mid-50s. Sporting Hall of Fame. Born in Brisbane. Won an Olympic gold medal. So that's your first lot of clues. Okay. On who are you? And if you win the who are you, we have a Signet Boost Power Bank valued at $44.95 up for grabs tonight if you are the winner. Let's get to the break. Rat and Sats for Sports Day.
The award-winning 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back soon.